I know it would seem so nice to be able to do this at home, just go out into the yard and reach your hand into a beehive and just get some really good fresh honeycomb and just squeeze it with your bare hands, getting that honey out. No, nobody's going to do that except the Liver King.
Welcome to the No Cap Health Show, a podcast inspired by Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's popular TikTok channel with over 3 million followers. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Walkler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice, so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Hey, Dr. Brian, how are you? Hope you're having a fantastic week, a great day or evening, depending on when you're listening to this. So, little housekeeping items. I got the broom out and the dustbuster. So, please take a moment after the podcast to go to ratethispodcast.com or where you like to leave reviews for podcasts. Please rate the No Cap Health Show. Why? Because it's always nice to see the reviews. No, actually, it helps with the podcast in the ranking. So it's doing great, but we just want more people to be able to find the podcast and access it and have fun the way you do with this. So yeah, just take a moment just to give a good old review there, and that would be much appreciated by myself. Thank you very much in advance, and the whole production team here. Now, this one is from a creator who I have duetted a number of videos over the last couple of years, and I got tagged a lot in this one as well. It has to do with getting rid of your pimples or your spots. So let's just go ahead and play and see if it's cap or no cap.
Did you know if you mix baking soda with honey and apple cider vinegar, mix it until it looks like a paste, you've got the best homemade spot treatment for pimples. Put some on your finger, apply it on a pimple, leave it on overnight, and it'll be gone.
So listening to this, this sounds like the ultimate trifecta of homeopathic treatments. You've got baking soda, you've got honey, and you've got apple cider vinegar. And by the way, a hack that I also was tagged in about baking soda was that it helps with removing the taste of vodka, so it tastes like water, if you add salt as well. I'll have to address that one later, or that could be one for someone else to test. This is like the trifecta, like I said, of homeopathic treatments. Is this cap or no cap for pimples and spots? It is cap. Yes, totally cap. I know it would seem so nice to be able to do this at home, just go out into the yard and reach your hand into a beehive and just get some really good fresh honeycomb and just squeeze it with your bare hands, getting that honey out. No, nobody's going to do that except the Liver King. I actually saw a video of the Liver King doing that. He actually reached into a tree trunk and pulled out this like honeycomb without getting stung. That is definitely a person of the earth. But it would be so nice, of course, if something was so easy to do at home because we have these ingredients usually, or we can easily get them. But the reality is there's no data to back this up. And I was a little disappointed, honestly, because this is somebody who has put out really good content before, and I've duetted it as not cap. And some stuff has been cap, but most of it's been not that I've duetted. Here we are looking down the barrel of a big cap. So now let's talk about what can you do for spots or pimples. I'm going to give you a quick rundown, but recently an interview that I had with derm doctor, Dr. Muneeb Shah, I replayed because it was so informative. It was a two-part series with him about acne and pimples. But I'm going to give you a little bit of the overview, but feel free to go back to the No Cap Health Show and check out those episodes with him. So when we have acne, most of the time, it's because of hormone changes. That's why you see it mostly in adolescents. Adults can get it too, But that's also why young kids don't get it until they usually get into puberty. We've got the hormone monster raging, as if you've seen the animated show Big Mouth, you know what I'm talking about. So the hormones are causing these changes, and that's why people are getting acne. Now, what can we do? Very important is to clean the skin. So you want to use a very good cleanser to try to get rid of as much of the dirt and oil and dead skin cells as you can. After cleaning the skin, then there's some other options. So you've got AHA as one category. And with that, you've got your glycolic acids, your lactic acids, your citric acids, your malic acids. And the other category on top of AHA is BHA. And there you've got your salicylic acids. And that's kind of about the main one there, salicylic acid there. Now, those work by breaking the bonds that attach these dead skin cells to the skin. So the idea is you want to really clean off all these dead skin cells because that's what's increasing acne and the inflammation. And AHA is very good as a superficial treatment, and BHA, like salicylic acid, penetrates deeper. So it helps to remove those bonds so you can get rid of the dead skin cells at deeper layers. There's another product class of benzoyl peroxide that also can be very good for acne. I would be really doing a disservice to our old friend adapalene. And adapalene is another class. It's a retinoid. And what that does is it helps promote skin turnover. So that's not really a cleansing agent. It's more about promoting getting new skin cells to grow and regenerate. So that's a very good basic regimen. There's many companies that make products that have these ingredients. So that's the NoCap overview. I'll refer you back to episodes that I did with Derm Doctor when I interviewed him, because that has a lot more detail. It goes into other foods that can cause acne, whether chocolate can, and other factors that can be related, and what's CAP and what's not CAP as well with other treatments. So there you have it. I'll give you the real quick NoCap recap. Good daily cleanser, and then consider AHA or BHA or benzoyl peroxide or adapalene or any combination, but always good to consult with the dermatologist about that. So next week, I'm going to be going over a video that might be really helpful if you ever get an upset stomach or you have acid reflux. Will lemon juice help with acid reflux? Very popular video. We're going to handle that one next week. So in the meantime, have a great rest of the week, and I'll see you then. Don't forget to leave a review. Thanks again. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the NoCap Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Walkler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.